Sick Picks with your host, Mike D. Hey, what's up, everybody? What's going on? You already know what it is. It's me, your boy, Mike D, back in the building with another motherfucking episode, baby. Yeah, you already know it's Sick Picks, brought to you by Anchor. And you can find me on whatever podcast you might be listening to me on, right? Whatever podcasting app, whether it be Anchor, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Cast, Pocket Cast. Those are the major platforms that you can pretty much listen to me on. So if you tuning in, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, make sure you hit the like button, share button, follow button. Let your peoples know where they can find Sick Picks with Mike D. You know what I'm saying? So you can listen to me on your weekly basis, right? make sure you're following all the social pages. Excuse me for that, but make sure you're following all the social pages, right? So we can communicate with each other, contact with all the people on the page, on the Facebook page. It's Sick Picks on Facebook, at SickPicks89 on Instagram. And it just be jumping, man. You got the Sick Picks contest going on DraftKings every week. Shout out to my cousin Albert, who won it again this past week. It's just been insane. Man, the last 2 weeks have been awesome as far as football. It's definitely been hectic and busy for me as well, personally, right? Last week was my birthday. This past week was my son's birthday. So getting things in order, you know, trying to make sure everything's in line for Saturdays is where I've been trying to keep my focus. I haven't been able to record too much throughout the week, right? But I'm definitely making sure that we get what we need as far as Saturday nights, because you already know, you're finding me, Mike D, on Saturday nights live, powered by the cook-up. I'm live on Facebook, live on YouTube, so make sure you're following the cook-up radio on Facebook and on YouTube, because you can catch catch your boy, Mike D, live. You already know, Saturday nights, 8 p.m. Going along with the cook-up, you already know, On the Money Sports, my partners in crime of podcasting, the mega powers of podcasting, O Money, Irrational, On the Money Sports. They're live every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Also powered by the cook-up, you already know. So, just make sure you're following cook-up so you can catch us on our respected nights, Wednesday nights and Saturday nights, to catch us live, all right? Thank you for that. This past week was my son's birthday. Shout out to my son Eli, who turned 7 years old. Man, my boy's getting big. So, shout out to Eli on his birthday, which was Tuesday. That was fun, you know, and then Saturday we will be doing something during the day, but I should be back in time for the live episode that night. If I'm not, if anything changes, I definitely will keep you guys posted. I gotta reach out to the guys at the studio, let them know. We decided that we're gonna take him out Saturday, so just in case anything does change, I will definitely let you guys know on the Facebook page and on the Instagram page, all right? I'll make sure I throw some lineups up and tell you who I like as far as plays and everything like that. I'll be able to at least type that in that night, and we can, you know, get the questions flowing and everything like that. So if you have any starting six questions, things like that. I'll cross that bridge when we get there, kind of thing. Hopefully that I don't have to worry about doing it on the page like that, and you guys can just catch me live, because I definitely have some stuff in the works for this weekend. But before we get too far into the weekend, I want to go over last week's fantasy as far as how I did, and I want to go over my individual records, everything like that as far as my fantasy teams goes. I'll let you know what the waiver wires was looking like this past week, because everybody was going after Mr. D'Ernest Johnson, at least a lot of people were, in a lot of leagues, and I know I ended up with him in most of my leagues. I definitely overpaid for him. I paid $75 in the East Coast Champion League for D'Ernest Johnson. But hey, sometimes you just got to make moves so that way nobody else can. Noli claimed he didn't try to pick him up. I don't know if I believe him or not, but he did say he did not try to pick him up. So yeah, I definitely overpaid for him. I don't know who else tried to pay for him, but it is what it is, man. I just got him so that way either Noli or nobody else can get him. And who knows? He might actually ball out tonight. I'm still on the fence. Right now, as I'm recording this, it is Thursday afternoon, and I will publish this before the game tonight. So hopefully whoever gets to listen in, you know, you'll listen in before the game starts tonight. But I'm really on the fence about Johnson, man. I think, you know, he will see a lot of work, so the value is there as far as what he'll see, I think. But it really all depends on the game script of the game and how the game ends up going for Cleveland. I really don't think Cleveland can win against the Broncos, but a lot of people seem to be picking Cleveland to win tonight, and I don't know, man. I have a week. I made a parlay for the week, and it's all been hitting so far, and I got the Broncos on there, so I'm not sure if I should cash out now and, you know, take what I can, but I don't know, man. We'll see. I'm still on the fence about that. I'll figure that out by tonight. But I do think the Broncos win, honestly. Did I write them down? Let me see. I gotta check. Nope, that's my other notes here. Let me open up my notes on my phone real quick. But I think I did take the Broncos. No, I didn't write my picks yet. I actually gotta give my picks to Oscar soon. But I actually have Oscar. If you listen to this, I'll have my picks after I record this episode. But yeah, I think the Broncos do win tonight. I mean, I just don't see Cleveland winning. You know, they're down Baker, they're down Chubb, they're down Hunt now for a few weeks. They're down a couple of offensive tackles. You know, they have a couple of guys hurting on defense. I mean, Jarvis Landry is coming back, but it's Case Keenum throwing the ball to him. So, like, I really don't know. I really don't know what to expect from this Cleveland team, and that's why I say Dearness Johnson and, you know, will be in line for a lot of value and some work there, I think, just because he's just one of the main guys that who's going to be probably the best person to hire, like, option wise, right? As far as options that they will have. So yeah, man. You know, I just think Dearness Johnson might be a viable pick tonight, but we'll see, right? But yeah, as far as fantasy goes, how I did last week, not so great, man. I know I didn't win anything on DFS. Not a great skew of lineups I had, right? How do I say it? Like, I don't know. I just attacked the wrong games, really, right? I just attacked the wrong games. You know, missed out on a lot of guys there. And, you know, this week it's a lot different where there's not a lot of heavy hitters. We got 16 on buys. Week 7 is the devil of all bye weeks. You know, that's one thing I've been bad about when it comes to doing fantasy and everything like that is bye weeks. Always been bad about bye weeks. I don't know. It's not that I don't know. I'm just too lazy, right? I guess I'm just too lazy to really go in there and see, you know, who has what bye week type of thing. Because it's hard to, like I get that's one. I don't know. Like, it's, do I care about everybody being on the same bye week? Yeah, of course. That definitely does suck. But at the same time, when you're able to put together certain teams, it's like, if you're able to really have, if you really have your heart set on the team that you're really putting together, right, and four or five of your guys are on the same bye, that's just gotta be a game I think you're willing to chalk up, man. And if you find a way to win, you find a way to win, and that's just where your GM skills come into play. That's where the waiver wire comes into play. So, you know, that's where I'm really hoping my skills, because that's what it'd be for me this week. You know, I'll have Chuba Hubbard starting, Dearness Johnson starting, and Sterling Shepard starting. Sterling Shepard was the last pick of the draft for me, but, you know, Chuba Hubbard and Dearness Johnson are waiver wire ads, and I paid a pretty penny for these guys, so I'm really hoping that it works out in my favor when it comes to those two running backs, because they'll make or break my lineup here, now that I think about it. Sterling Shepard, I don't know, you know, he's projected at 14.6. I think he, you know, is he capable of going over that? For sure. I mean, he's been doing that all year. Even last week he did it. You know, this week I think he will find a way to get over that, mainly because we'll probably be playing from behind and we have to throw the ball. We obviously have no Barkley. At least he's not gonna play this week, I don't think. So yeah, you know, I think Shepard will definitely find a way to get over that 14.6. I have Cooper Kupp, DJ Moore starting, and this is my East Coast Champions League. I actually won last week. I beat one variant of the Beer Money Boys last week, and that was in the East Coast Champions League. Beat them 150-32. That was a pretty close game there for a while until the end, until Najee Harris, you know, just took it away for me. But yeah, you know, Eli definitely gave me a little run for my money there towards the end last week. But all in all, ended up on top. So five, which put me to 5-1. I actually was saving that league for last, but since I was, using this particular lineup as an example, talking about waiver wires and everything like that, I'll just tell you the record now. So yeah, East Coast Champions League, I am 5-1, which is my best fantasy league. I've told the guys, I think I might have said it here once before, but definitely put my heart and soul into this particular league right here, because it's just a family league, and I've been bottom of the barrel for quite a while here, so I just felt like this was going to be a good year for me as far as fantasy and putting certain teams together the way I wanted to, and this with this particular draft, it just worked out for me real well, and so far so good. So this week I do play Netta. Again, I have week 7 killers in Austin Eckler, Harris, Najee Harris, and Tony Pollard. Although I didn't really start Tony, but Eckler and Harris, they're my anchors, man. Harris had a hor or Eckler had a horrible week last week, right? He only had 7 rushing yards, gave me like 6 or 7 fantasy points, maybe 10 in this league. But yeah, man, Eckler had a horrible week last week, so maybe he needs to buy the. The whole team, really. I had the Chargers winning last week, and they lost to Baltimore handedly, and it was bad, right? That was pretty bad. So, Harris, Eckler, Pollard on bye, so that's why we got guys like Hubbard and Johnson, or at least considering guys like Hubbard and Johnson starting. I have Michael Carter in the bench, right, that I can start him this week against New England, but over the Irvin Dearness Johnson, right? But I'm still on the fence about that also, so I just got some things to think about. Tonight before the game starts. But Sick Picks League. Motherfucking Sick Picks League, man. Let me get to that real quick. Sick Picks League, I am 1-5. Got my ass kicked last week, I'm sure, right? I get my ass kicked every last week. Feels like. Let's see here. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Yep, definitely got my ass. I forgot. Yeah, I played the other variant of the Beer Money Boys, or the Beer Money Elite, right? In the Sick Picks League. That I got my ass kicked 192 to 122. So yeah, 1-5 in this league. It's a little sad, right? I felt like I had a really good team going into it. Wilson's on the IR. Dawson Knox is doubtful just already for next week, and he's on a bye. Najee on a bye, and I picked up Dearness Johnson here, but not sure what to. I'm in a position where I feel like I'm gonna start. I mean, I do have Michael Carter in this league also, but again, I don't know. I don't know about Michael Carter, and maybe he will give me more than Dearness Johnson, and it's not even that big of a deal, right? Regardless of what Michael Carter gives me at that point, because maybe Dearness Johnson just sits the bed tonight. But I don't know. I don't know, man. I just feel like lightning in a bottle type of thing. Weird Thursday night game. I know Dearness Johnson had to fill in a couple times last year, I think it was, but they weren't a Thursday night game. So Thursday night games are weird, right? Weird. I've seen weird things happen. And a guy like Dearness Johnson could go off on a Thursday night. So, but yeah, Sick Picks League, I'm 1-5, and I'm just hoping to turn the corner here, but it's going to be tough. I got Sam Darnold at the helm. And he's been on a downward trend, as we say in the Forex market, a downward trend. And I don't know what to expect from him going forward as far as the year goes. But if not in this league, I mean, it is slim pickings no matter what position we are talking about. Daniel Jones is, again, on a downward trend because of the injuries and everything like that. Tua is maybe shipped to being Washington, right? We don't even know what's happening there. That's crazy. Heineke's available. Geno Smith, Justin Fields, man, Jared Goff, Zach Williams, Mac Jones, man, Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz, maybe, right? He's been actually fantasy relevant at least, which is weird, but yeah, man, I might be stuck with Sammy D. I might be stuck with Sam Darnold there. And I do have DJ Moore, so I get double the points there. Tariq Hill, Cordell Patterson. Had to pick up CJ Uzomah this week. Josh Jacobs, Sterling Shepard, Graham Gano, and the freaking Patriots defense. And that's another reason why I don't want to start Michael Carter in this particular league. I have the Patriots defense, right? I don't want to be playing against myself. And I definitely don't want to have to drop the Patriots defense neither. I might do like Jets defense for DFS this week, but I won't, you know, I don't want to spill too many beans, but that's probably because they're going to, you know, they're cheap this week. But yeah, I don't want to drop New England's defense, man. This week I'm playing Cook up. He's obviously projected to whoop my ass because I'm projected to lose every week at this point. But yeah, man, it's gonna be tough. It might be a rough week. He has King Henry. He has Antonio Gibson, but he's questionable. I'm not sure what to expect. Woods and Samuel, they're not that scary. At least my receivers, I think, are better. Higbee, sometimey, like he calls him. He does have Chuba Hubbard, who could put up more points than Jacobs, but I like both their matchups there. You know, Pittman's been showing out, and, you know, Shepard's consistent, so, you know, Pittman might have the higher ceiling, but I'm consistent or content with consistency there in Shepard. Yeah, kickers, he might have me on the defense with Tampa Bay there, so. Yeah, I don't know. He has Matt Ryan at the helm. I got Sammy D, but we'll see, man. That's going to be interesting, our weekly matchup there, so we'll see about that. Best Buy League, I'm also 1-5. You know, those are my tough leagues here. Two leagues that I really thought that, Sick Picks League, I definitely expected the competition, right? But in the Best Buy League, I was like, oh, this is mine. This is no way I get my ass kicked in this league. Nope. Getting my ass kicked in the Best Buy League every single week. Don't even really know how I won the first game. Let me see here. Looking at John's lineup, I do play John this week. Hepatitis Seahawks. Okay, he just has to work with his lineup a little bit, I think. That's all. I am projected to beat him, but probably just because he has to work with his lineup a little bit here. But, yeah, this league, I'm taking beatings every week. It looks like I might be okay this week, but I don't know. I never know with my team at this point. I don't know why I'm doing bad. The team that I have plugged in for this week does look ugly, but let me see. I think everybody's on bye, right? Yep, Sanders, Deontay Johnson, Tony Pollard, no Nick Chubb, and Josh Allen. So all those guys. And I have Clyde Edwards-Helaire on the ER. So if you look at my bench, it is there. It's dry. I have nobody that I can even plug in the starting lineup. So starting lineup is as follows. Mr. Derek Carr, Dearness Johnson, Damian Harris, Robert Woods, Sterling Shepard, Mark Andrews, Darrell Williams, Robbie Anderson, Nick Folk, and Arizona's defense. Right? That just sounds like ugh. So I don't even know how I'm even projected to win. It would be a miracle, I think, if I win this one. So... Live League, Credible Justice League of Extraordinary Acquaintances. Okay, Live League, I am 3-3. Another team that I really felt was really good going in, and so far, 7 weeks in, I am not feeling great about this team. But we are 3-3. There's very other stick-up kids. And, you know, they're making it happen. Now, this week is going to, there's like another kind of an ugly setup. Sam Darnold, Joe Mixon, Dearness Johnson, A.J. Brown, Sterling Shepard, Tyler Higbee, Michael Carter, Graham Gano, Devers defense. So I am playing against myself there with the defense, but not really willing to drop anybody that I have here. You know, Josh Allen, Cook, and Lamb are on byes. Higgins and Ricky Seals-Jones are my other bench guys, and I don't want to drop neither one of those guys. I don't want to drop Denver's defense, so I might just have to bite the bullet, right? Again, another one, I'm just biting the bullet this week. Hopefully, Dearness Johnson, you know, works wonders. I don't even think I can go out here and pick somebody else up because there's not even anybody worth picking up. Mark Ingram, no. Kenneth Gainwell, no. Latavius Murphy's touchdown dependent. A.J. Dillon, touchdown dependent. Yeah, the guy Felton, what is his first name? No disrespect, Demetric Felton for the Browns. But, you know, who does better, him or freaking Dearness Johnson? You know, I'm going to be mad either way, right? So if I drop Johnson for Felton and Johnson goes off, I'm going to be sick because I had him. If Felton goes off, I'm going to be sick because I picked up Johnson. So either way, I'm going to be sick tonight if, you know, something like that happens. Yeah, Rashad Penny, no, obviously, right, IR, nobody's here. Nobody here is worth. Le'Veon Bell, hell no. Jared McKinnon, no. Darrell Williams filling in nice. So, no for none of that. So, yeah, I'm just going to have to bite the bullet here. Definitely going to have to bite the bullet this week. Definitely going to probably get my ass kicked here against the spliff. So, yep. Another one just getting my ass kicked there. I am gonna move over. That was pretty much all my sleeper leagues there too, that I just went over. My bottom three leagues are the sleeper leagues. So moving into the next half of my leagues that are a little bit better, even though I went over the best league already that I'm in, which is the East Coast Champions League of 5-1. The rest of my leagues I am 3-3 in. So I have four teams that are 3-3. 2-1-5, 4-3-3, and 1-5-1. So we will start here with the Family League, the 2021 Family League. That's one that is running this year. Mrs. Clutch, as we call her. Family League, I don't know. I don't know. This league should be 6-0, this team. Like, I'm still trying to figure out how this team has lost three games already, but it's a little nerve-wracking, honestly. But yeah, this is the one where I have Derrick Henry, Aaron Jones, and Austin Eckler, DJ Moore, Allen Robinson, T. Higgins, Dak Prescott. Like, sickening. This is a sick team, and I really don't understand how I'm 3-3, but I am 3-3. This week is another, like, excuse me. A little yawn there. This week's another weird week. Again, this team is another weird team put together. Like, after it's Sam, I got Sam Darnold starting, Derrick Henry, Aaron Jones, DJ Moore, T. Higgins, Ricky Seals-Jones, James Conner, Broncos D, Graham Gano. So it's not bad. It's not like ugly. These guys actually have good matchups this week, but it's just they're not every week starters, you know? But hopefully, you know, this is what it means to, you know, really work the waiver wire and everything like that. I really have a deep team with this particular team. So hopefully this isn't, you know, none of the bye weeks. I feel like that's what, you know, should work in my favor as far as bye weeks this, you know, in this particular league where I have a really deep team and I feel like I can keep my average points consistent where the other, you know, leagues or excuse me, other teams might actually dip as far as some of these major bye weeks. And that's what I'm hoping for this week. I play Shayna. And I know Shayna has a good team actually, so we are probably the league would actually probably want me to beat up on Shayna. So let's actually take a look. Let's see, league home, right? I'm actually not used to the fantasy on the computer. I don't go on it a lot. Rosters, members, no. Schedule. Nope. That's a playoff bracket here. So, whoa. No way. I actually did not pay attention to this. So the pink, Tierra, she is in first place. All right. Now, for those who don't know about this league, this was a crazy league, right? When you listen, this is a 10-man league, and you heard my roster. I have Henry, Aaron Jones, and Austin Eckler, right? Don't know how I'm 3-3 again. The pink, had the first overall pick, and she accidentally picked Ben Roethlisberger first. Okay? This person picked Ben Roethlisberger first. And she is number one in the league. We was talking all no, and I didn't, it was more me. I was so befuddled on why she did that, and then the rest of her picks were all so unorthodox. But yo, it's working out. It's working out. It's crazy. It's working out. So yeah, kudos to her, man, because that was insane. That was the craziest draft that I think I've ever been a part of. But I do play Shayna this week. Let's go to the matchup. Let's see what her lineup's looking like. Because I know Shayna is, yep, 4-2. She's third in her division. I'm third in my division. Yeah, Shayna's got a good team. Patrick Mahomes, Cordell Patterson, Kenyan Drake, Calvin Ridley, Marcus Brown, Mark Andrews, Tim Patrick, Bills defense, and Matt Prater. Yeah, so he has a good team. She has Hunt, Carson, and McCaffrey all on the IR. That's what's probably hurting her right now. That's a killer. Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, I forgot she had those guys. But yeah, man, I'm projected to win, and hopefully my guys do just show out better than her guys at this point, right? I'm a little scared of Cordell Patterson because he just gives so much as far as to Atlanta and how versatile he can be. But that's going to be interesting there for sure. For sure. Definitely looking forward to that matchup with me and Shayna. Me and Shayna this week. Let's see here. Trust the Process League. I will move over to the 2 8-man leagues that I am in. Trust the Process, 3-3, as I was saying earlier. Bottom half are all at four teams, 3-3. But this 8-man league, another league that I feel like I'm just completely stacked in, and for whatever reason, just can't find guys to produce, right? These guys aren't producing for me. I have McCaffrey in this league, but I ended up getting Hubbard. So 2 QB league, I have Ryan Tannehill, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Cordell Patterson, Chuba Hubbard, DJ Moore. I got DJ Moore like every league, bro, I swear. Sterling Shepard, Dallas Goedert. Good. He went from out to, I guess he's playing now, so which is awesome. I feel like that was a good pickup there. AJ Brown, Patriots defense, Matt Prater, right? Nick Chubb, James Robinson, Deontay Johnson, Dawson Knox, Darrell Williams, McCaffrey. Like crazy, crazy lineup. But, you know, I had 3 guys get hurt in 1 week, and that was, you know, definitely an L there. That was McCaffrey, Sterling Shepard, and AJ Brown all went down in the same week. So that sucked, having them all go down the same week for me. And ever since then, it's definitely been an uphill battle, right? So having those guys down is definitely difficult. And in my Yahoo League, which is the next league I'm going to go over, is very, very similar, honestly. So the 8-man leagues where I thought I was going to do really good in, ended up getting a bunch of guys that just ended up getting hurt or COVID and stuff like that. So, but hopefully in the back end of this year, this team where I'm able to scrape, I'm hoping for able to scrape a couple more wins in the middle of the season, and then the back end I just take off, man, and just don't look back type of thing. So that's what I'm hoping for both of these 8-man leagues that I'm in. One on ESPN is a 2 QB league, and the one on Yahoo is a super flex league, which I enjoy the super flex, and I am actually going to incorporate the super flex next year for the Sick Picks League. You know what? Now that I'm on the subject, that's what I'm going to do for the Sick Picks League next year. So I'm going to increase the bench players to about maybe 7 or 8 bench players. We're going to keep it 12, man. And trust me, yeah, 7. We got 5 now. Think about the waivers and how ugly it is. Once we get it to 7 or 8, gentlemen, those waivers will be trash, as some will say. Trash bandicoot. So, we're probably going to take it to about 7 bench players, keep it 12 men, and I'm going to keep it 2 flex as we have it now. But I will be taking out, I won't be taking out anything. I'm taking or turning one of the flex players to a super flex. So that'll just add a different dynamic because I was thinking 2 QB league, but I enjoying how we have things now. So I just want to give it a twist. Want to keep it how we have it as far as the roster setup and give it a twist and make one of those flex slots a super flex spot. And then, you know, we'll go from there, man. You know what I mean? You don't have to have the QB there, but if you do, you can want them. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely have them there. But yeah, you know, that's what I have on the ESPN league for the Trust the Process League, 3-3. Yahoo League with my cousins PJ and Albert, I am also 3-3. And this league, I am getting F'd in the A as far as the bye week. You know, I have, you know, there's every team this week that I'm dealing with some major buys as far as like major players go, right? Because there's just bigger teams on bye this week, the teams that just put up points in the league in general. But this Yahoo League, I definitely did not pay attention. And this was honestly like my last league of the year that I drafted in. And I can tell, really, I can tell. And it shows with the buys. But I have Herbert, Knox, James Robinson, Austin Eckler, Mike Williams, and Justin Jefferson all on buys. David Montgomery on IR. Barkley obviously not playing. Damian Williams still on the COVID list. And I don't know what to do. Really don't know what to do from here. You know what I mean? trying to pick up Schultz for Knox right now. Somebody dropped Schultz. I'm just trying to capitalize on little moves like that because Knox had surgery on his hand and there's no timetable for his return. Being that they're on a bye week, it gives him time to heal, but they're not really sure if he's going to be ready for the following game. So just want to cover my end there for Knox, and I'll be happy with picking somebody up like a Dalton Schultz, who seems to be one of Dak Prescott's favorite targets at this point. So, but yeah, man, as far as this Yahoo League, I don't know what to do. I am definitely going to, I picked up Dearness Johnson, right? I'm considering dropping Damian Williams at this point. I'm going to drop Knox for Schultz. They're both on bye, so that doesn't help me there, but I have Hockenson starting. But what hurts me is that if I drop Damian Williams for somebody else, cool, I can replace the Williams part of this, but now I need somebody still for Barkley. So what do I do? Do I drop James Robinson instead of David Montgomery? Do I drop David Montgomery before Sunday maybe, and hopefully I get to pick him back up on the following week? Like, I don't know. Maybe I drop Barkley, man. I don't know, man. Somebody's gonna try and pick him up. I drop one of these two guys, somebody's gonna try and pick him up. And I don't want to be the guy that just leaves in a 0 point dud, like somebody who's out in this lineup. I definitely don't want to be that guy for sure. But I don't want to drop. I can't drop none of these other guys. What do you mean? Like, who? You don't drop Austin Eckler, James Robinson. I can't. You know what's crazy is that I can't even drop Barkley. I can't drop Barkley, Jefferson, Herbert, or Eckler. No, Mahomes. I can't drop Mahomes, Barkley, Eckler, or Justin Jefferson. Like, they're locked to my team. Like, those guys are just locked because of their status, pretty much. So I can't even drop none of those guys. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Maybe James Robinson, he's like the weakest one of them all, but he just started to turn it around too. Like, I can't drop him. That's crazy. I mean, you know, because when somebody else picks him up, that's just like me giving him away at that point. So, yeah, that's just going to, you know, this is the week where this team right here is a perfect example where you just suck it up and I might just have to take the L this week. And I was talking hella shit to S-Dubs, who I play this week, because that was the, you know, who I play this week. In that league is the guy who denied my trade for Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, and TJ Hockenson for Travis Kelce and Matt Stafford. And told him that I sent them a bag of balls pretty much for his guys. Still think would have been a great trade to this day for both sides, right? He might have made out better on that part, but it is what it is, definitely, for sure. But whatever. Yeah. That's who I play this week. I didn't even bother looking at his team. Either way, I know he's going to beat me. The projection actually isn't crazy off, but I know as soon as Barkley gets the out, you know, it doesn't even matter. So, yeah, man, he's going to beat me for sure. Looking at his team, he has Stafford, Evans, Cooks, Mixon, Darrell Williams, Kelce, Tua, Danny Carson, Tampa Bay. Yeah, he's definitely in line to beat me this week regardless, so... Yeah, I don't have no hopes for that league this week for sure. But yeah, that's what I have. That's the recap for all my fantasy. That's what went down, you know, last week. That's what's going on this week. For waiver wire ads this week, I mean, most of my leagues are pretty bare unless you're in an 8-man league. You know, let me take it over to the East Coast Champion League because that seems to be the standard for us. We're pretty competitive waiver wire guys in our league there, so that I feel like that's a standard as far as who's available for most leagues, and it seems to match up. Goddard's out there in this league, LaVisca Chenault, you know, if guys like that are available. Wait a minute, why is Devontae Smith on waivers? That's weird. I think I'm gonna try and pick him up. I don't think I've ever had an Eagle. You know what? I'm not going to start now. But yeah, you know, guys like that, though, that are like worthy for, you know, if you're in a bind, Brandon Ayuk, Robbie Anderson's probably available. Marquez Callaway, you know, Trevor Lawrence. Let's see. Mark Ingrams, Taylor Heineke should be available. Christian Kirk, you know, guys like that will be available. Feeding Jamison Crowder, Teddy Bridgewater. So there's not, you know, again, it's very slim, man. Those are, you know, those are just random players that I'm able to just kind of name and throw out there as far as like who you might be that's worthy, right, for picking up in waivers. But week seven's got to be tough for everyone. Not only are there buys you have to consider, but then, you know, then the waivers are just slim at that point. It's going to get slimmer as the year goes on. So I think if you were able to pick up D'Ernest Johnson, man, and you're in a pickle where you either have to start him or you just kind of want to roll the dice with him this week, you know, I've heard a couple of people say it already. Like, if it's any week you start D'Ernest Johnson, it's this week, right? I mean, he's obviously doesn't get the work that Chubb or Hunt get if either one of those guys are there. So if there's any week that you start D'Ernest Johnson, it's got to be tonight, man. And, you know, as the cast went on and as I record and everything like that, I really feel like, you know, I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm just going to, you know, hold my ground. I think I'm going to go with D'Ernest Johnson and hope that the kid just, you know, falls into the end zone twice. I think he can do it, man, for whatever reason. I don't know. I did it last year with James Robinson. I picked him up on a Thursday night and he went off, man. He went off for like 26 points, so... Maybe D'Ernest Johnson does the same thing today. If he doesn't, you know, again, you know, week seven is a week that I knew going in for most of my teams that are leagues that it was just going to be tough. And I'm in a situation where I was able to get a guy who's obviously getting the number one role for tonight on his team and the value is just there. So, obviously he isn't like a perennial talent or anything like that, but I think I'm willing to just roll the dice for tonight on him. So we'll see. You know, it could change, you know, before the night, but we'll see. We'll really see. For tonight's game though, I really would probably stay away from any of the starters. D'Ernest Johnson is somebody that I'm willing to roll. Anybody you start from tonight's game, I feel like you're just rolling dice at this point. Cortland Sutton is serviceable. He's been consistent the last couple of weeks. Again, Teddy Bridgewater might be okay, but that's if the game, you know, is competitive. Mm-hmm. Because if it ends up going where Denver just gets up early, then they're probably just running the ball a whole lot and not doing too much deep ball wise, right? So that's where like Noah Fant might come into play. Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon will get a lot of work there. If, you know, if they're just beating up on Cleveland because it's just that bad at some point, but. You know, that's something else I have to think about as far as that parlay I put together, too. So, I have a 5-leg parlay that I started last week. I had an over on the Bills game, and it did that. I had the Sixers winning, the Bucks winning. I have Broncos winning for tonight. And I got Green Bay winning on Sunday. And when I did the Broncos, they were at plus 160. Now they're at a minus 105, I believe. So they're, you know, expecting Denver to win. They haven't changed Cleveland's line to a plus yet, but if they do, I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, I don't know if I should keep it because it's good money. If the parlay hits, it's 115 that I get because it was only like a $6 parlay that I put it on. And that was just to, you know, see if my predictions were right for the week. And so far, so good. Yeah, man, it's just, it's interesting to see what's going to happen, honestly. Let me see here. Yeah, tonight's game is definitely just going to be a weird one. As far as other, you know, when I was to kind of go back to the waivers when I was earlier, just something I want to throw in there. I've been seeing people panic dropping, right, because of this crazy week for week seven. And yeah, Emmanuel Sanders has been dropped. Tony Pollard's, Dalton Schultz of the world's, like, these guys should not be being dropped. And if you think they're going to be available next week, they're not going to be available with somebody like me in your league. So, yeah, man, just be careful. Because tomorrow's when that goes through. And when you see him on my team, you're going to be salty. You're going to be salty. But, yeah, man, just try not to panic drop. Do your best. Work around the waivers. And if you have to take the L, man, be a man. Take the L and live to see another week, right? Because I don't think it's worth dropping a player who's going to give you close to nothing and you were going to take the L anyway, and now you don't have the player that you originally had and wanted all along. So I don't, yeah, I just don't see the point, right? Unless you're really dropping your player because you know you're about to get something solid from the other guy, in which obviously there's no way for you to really know that, right? Unless the matchup is just crazy good, like a, you know, or not just matchup, or the scenario is just in the favor of that particular person, like a Dearness Johnson. And I didn't have to give up much or anything for, you know, a lot of these leagues for Dearness Johnson. So, you know, that was something that I was willing to, you know, again, make that move for. So, but again, man, tonight's game is definitely going to be weird. I really don't know what to expect from it. So, again, be careful with who you pick up. Be careful with who you're dropping. And you will, you know, I will give you their starts and sits on Saturdays. We'll go over some of that. We'll go over some DFS. And then I'll have some player props. And I'll go over my picks for you. Real bad on the picks last week. Ugh, I don't even want to talk about it. But definitely real bad on the picks last week. So I'm looking to rebound. You know, always looking to take on the football pool, the ace football pool there for Oscar's job there this week. So got to get those picks in soon. And, yeah, you know. Tune in with me, Mike D, live Saturday night, powered by The Cookup. You already know what it is, all right? Don't be late. And if anything changes on my end where I just can't make it, remember, I will keep you guys posted on Facebook and on Instagram. And I will be dropping all of my starts and sits, my lineups for DFS. You know, I'll, you know, we'll make a bunch of posts as far as like questions and for our starts and sits and everything like that. So don't worry. If I can't tune in with you live, I'll find a way to tune in with the people somehow. So, but yeah, you know, I'll definitely keep you guys posted. So as always, man, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you go and like all the pages, Sick Picks on Facebook, at Sick Picks on 89 on Instagram, On the Money Sports on Facebook, follow The Cookup Radio on Facebook and on YouTube to catch us live Wednesday nights and Saturday nights, 8 p.m. All right. Appreciate it, family. One love.